You know you've got a great voice when you are the Minnesota Vikings public address announcer and the Colorado Avalanche, and you just did the Super Bowl, one of many that he's done in his career. He joins us now, Alan Roach, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Alan, a pleasure to have you on the show this evening.
Hello, Henry. Thanks for having me. You know, there was a time in my life when I was starting in radio that I dreamed of being on WCCO. I grew up with Boone and Erickson and who's the crazy guy in the afternoon with all the voices.
Oh, are you talking about in the evening? Are you talking about Mischke in the evening?
No, this was like in the 1970s. Before you were born, huh?
Yeah, I was born in 73.
There you go. Ma Linger was one of his characters. I forget who the other one was. Steve Erickson. That's way back machine. You'll have to go look in one of the books out in the lobby to see those guys. And I remember the jingle too. Real Radio WCCO.
I love it, man. I love it. Yeah, because I mean, look, you know, you're from Slayton, Minnesota, right? You were born in Slayton. You grew up though. Did you grow up in Brainerd?
I lived in Slayton until I was, 14 or 15, and then moved to basically Brainerd, Nisswa. Went to high school in Brainerd, graduated high school from Brainerd in 84, and lived on Gull Lake.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well,
worked at Grandview Lodge for a bunch of years.
The Grandview Lodge. I've got to stay coming up there this summer, so I'm looking forward to that. You're kind of like taking me. I haven't been to Brainerd in years.
My job was to like teach little kids, and I guess everybody, teach people how to water ski. That was my specialty. So what's the best job in the world, teaching someone to water ski at Grandview Lodge or announcing the Super Bowl? It's kind of a toss-up.
He said it's kind of a toss-up. Well, you know, you do a fabulous job as the public address announcer for the Minnesota Vikings. You've been with the Vikings now since, 2016? I know you've been with the Colorado Avalanche for quite some time, I think like 1999.
Yeah, I started with the Vikings when the new season opened. That was 2016. It was somewhere in the middle of this season that I was like counting them up on my fingers. Like, wow, I've been here 9 full seasons already. That's amazing. And yeah, I'm in my 25th year with the Avalanche.
Man, that's pretty awesome. Well, you're just coming off doing a Super Bowl, this past Sunday. What was this year's Super Bowl like for you? It was not the first time that you've done a Super Bowl. Was this one any different for you?
Well, I saw the same game everyone else did, so it wasn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of over in the first half, and there hasn't been one of those in a long time. I think maybe the Seattle-Denver Super Bowl in New York, Super Bowl 48.
Yeah, that was a blowout early.
Really lopsided in a hurry.
Yeah, that was a blowout early.
Yeah, I mean, the game was not good unless you're one of those crazy Philadelphia Eagles fans. But, you know, everything else about it was fantastic. I mean, it's an amazing experience. The first time I announced the Super Bowl in 2006, you know, I thought there's never going to be anything that tops this. This is the greatest thing in the world. And the nice thing about Super Bowls is there's one every year, and the next one's always better than the last one.
You know, was there anything different, at least for you, that impacted you differently this time around than in previous times that you were the PA announcer? And I ask that specifically because just recently in New Orleans, we had the terrorist attack a month or so ago. And then also, this is the first time that a sitting president has attended a Super Bowl event. Was security much tighter, you know, this time around than all the other times you've been?
Yeah, when you first started asking the question, I was like, well, no, nothing's really different than I thought, other than the fact that there were military guys on every corner with machine guns for 5 days. You had the president in that as well. I don't think the president really disrupted things. The Secret Service did a great job, I think, in cooperating with the NFL, who, you know, has been planning this event for months, and obviously, with what happened on New Year's, a horrible tragedy, that you know, everything kind of changed as far as security and really the whole, I think a lot of the pregame show changed to really highlight and celebrate New Orleans and its culture. And yet at the same time, there were, you know, lots of different things to remember that tragedy as well. So other than all of the security stuff because of that, the answer would be no, the Super Bowl wasn't really different. It's always just, you know, a massive event.
Yeah, we're talking to Alan Roach here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WC Show. And by the way, the person that you were referencing and talking about with regards to that was Steve Cannon. That was Steve Cannon. Yep.
Steve Cannon. Going yep. home with Cannon.
You do got that voice. Have you always had kind of like this type of voice, or is this something that developed throughout the years? Because, you know, you hear about people in radio that have, you know, smoked cigarettes and their voice changes after a while. Have you always kind of had that radio type of voice?
There was, I don't know, I'm guessing age 11, 12, somewhere in there, where I would answer the phone and I'd say, hello. And they'd say, oh, hi, Phyllis, thinking I was my mom. And my mom has a beautiful, normal woman's voice. And that made me so mad. No, I'm not Phyllis.
You were offended, huh?
Yeah. And so sometime after that maybe played a part in my voice changing. My sophomore year, I went to a radio station in Brainerd, KLIZ, now known as the Power Loon. And I had to record as part of a class in school. Each of us in the class had to record 20 seconds of John F. Kennedy's speech. And I went in the production room, recorded my 20 seconds, came back out, and the station manager was there and gave me a job. So my voice did stick out a little bit, at least at that time.
What's your favorite sport?
Football.
Is there a close second?
American football.
American What's football, that? Yeah. Is there a close second?
I don't think there's a close second, but hockey would be the second, just because, you know, I go to 41 games a year for 25 years.
Yeah.
But it's from an announcing aspect, mm-hmm. football is just so much more fun to do because I have to be so into the game, so focused on the game. You know, every play I say what happened and get ready for the next play. Whereas in basically every other sport, hockey or soccer or baseball, it's just waiting for the next thing to happen that I announce. In baseball, it's the next batter. In hockey, soccer, it's a penalty or a goal. I haven't done a lot of basketball. I filled in some for the Denver Nuggets many years ago, but I don't know. The whole NBA atmosphere was too much, too big for me.
Yeah, it's different. You got a lot of music that's playing and all of that stuff. We're talking to Alan Roach, public address announcer for the Minnesota Vikings and the Colorado Avalanche, and he just recently did the Super Bowl, one of many Super Bowls that he's done. And you've also done the Olympics. So what was the very first Olympics that you did? Because I once did work in Olympic basketball, when I was graduating from college in 1996. Did you do 96?
Right on. No, I was a few years after that. I did Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, 2002, Torino, Italy, 2006, Vancouver, 2010, Sochi, 2014, Pyeongchang, 2018. And I've only done one Summer Olympics, and that was Rio in 2016. I did boxing in Rio.
Oh, nice, nice.
274 boxing matches in 16 days or whatever it was.
That's insane. That's a crazy schedule. Let me ask you this. The fact that you do Vikings and Avalanche, you're one of us. What is currently your home base? Are you in Minnesota more than Colorado, or how does that work? Because I know that, you know, doing the Avalanche stuff, there's more games that you would do as opposed to just the games you do here in Minnesota with the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I'm. If you ask your wife, or ask my wife, she might tell you that I'm not at home more than I am at home, and it gets close sometimes. But no, Colorado is home, and I've lived here. I moved to Denver in 1990, so I've been here a long time. Love it here. I would move back to Minnesota in a heartbeat, but the problem is that would mean the end of the Avalanche, and I love doing those games and be a part of that great organization. And the other part is my wife's family is from here. All my family lives scattered all around Minneapolis. I would move back, and I would cherish the winter. I miss walking outside, and right now it's pretty cold here, actually, in Denver, colder than normal. I miss walking outside, breathing in through your nose, and your nose sticks together. That was, like, one of my favorite things as a kid. Call me weird, I guess.
Hey, Alan, tell me this. Is it true that you have had your voice on Madden?
Yeah, I do EA Sports Madden. I'm the PA announcer for all of the stadiums.
Oh, you got to do it for me. You got to do it on air right now. Come on.
Well, it's the same as I do anywhere. We've added kind of some new features and all that.
Yeah, but you got, Alan, you got to do the signature EA Sports. It's in the game.
Oh, well, I actually don't do that, but I can do that.
I want you to
EA
do that.
Sports, it's in the game.
I love it.
They've never paid me for that line. Whoever did that line probably made more money than I've made in all the years that I've announced 6,000 players.
But they also probably haven't heard their voice in the underground train system at the Denver International Airport, though.
Hold on, please. This train is approaching Concourse B.
I love it, man. This is awesome. This is awesome. Now, what is the most random thing that you've been asked to voice?
Oh, I used to know the answer to this question. I was invited to a hairdressers convention to be the announcer of like a 3-day hairdresser convention in Fort Lauderdale, where hairdressers from all over the United States, really all over the world, came, and there were, you know, hairdressing professionals from all over the world that put on shows and stuff on the stage. So that was one of the more kind of out there bizarre things.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Hair, man, that's man, it's one thing to have the cool voice, but then to be able to utilize the cool voice in arenas all over on video games, like that's got to be a dream come true. Who was the coolest celebrity that you've met throughout the years?
I don't know.
I know you come across a few people.
This. I have been within 2 feet of hundreds of giant celebrities, whether in the sports world or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the kind of person that doesn't stick my hand out and say, "Hi, I'm Alan Roach." I just absorb the moment, remember it in my head. I don't need a picture, and I don't need to introduce myself to them. That's kind of the way I've always handled it. And I mean, I've been within feet of sitting presidents. I've been in within feet of Vladimir Putin. And then, you know, the stars that come to Super Bowls or, you know, Minnesota Vikings players or Tom Brady or Roger Clemens or whatever. I'm a fly on the wall.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, continued success. Thank you so much for coming on. And we look forward to, at some point, hopefully in the future, hearing you do the PA announcing for a Super Bowl that involves our Minnesota Vikings, hopefully.
Hashtag just once in my lifetime.
That's Alan Roach joining us here on The Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO.